Some call it an aura, others call it a halo when we see the photos of our gurus. The photo has been drawn and around it after drawing Guru Sahib's photo. They make a circle behind the photo, right behind the head. You may have seen it in photos of Guru Nanak or Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Although Sikhi does not believe in worshipping images, listen, that is not our real Guru. Someone has drawn their interpretation from their imagination. Every illustrator has their own imagination. One draws it one way, one draws it another. One draws a long beard, one draws a short one. Some make it look like the beard was fixed or put together, like some gel or some substance. That's how some draw it. So this is the illustrator's insight. He imagined this image. Thus, everyone has their own unique imagination. But in the Sikh way of life, images are not considered the guru. A body is not considered the guru. This is the one path where information is the guru. It is placed on a throne, bowed down to. We wave a Achar Sahib over it. Image of knowledge, Guru Granth Sahib. Image of knowledge. The most essential element is knowledge. Any development to ever occur in mankind is due to knowledge. In your town, if anyone is given a big position, it's because they have knowledge. Compared to children, one who is constantly learning and one who isn't. One is stuck at that same spot and the other has skyrocketed. So this is the one path where knowledge is the guru, the only teacher. Our path is one that considers knowledge our teacher, but a lot of us are lacking it. No knowledge. So if you were to ever try and obscure the teachings of a guru, if you want to conceal anyone's teachings, how should you do it? Someone's beautiful teachings, you want to bury or hide them. How? Just make a photo of that person and that'll bury them. Make a photo. Look, right now you're listening. If you want to cover up what I'm saying, then just put my photo up at your house. Everyone will keep bowing to the photo, burning incense to the photo, worshipping it. The things I said will be forgotten. People have started worshipping those photos, but the teachings that they left are all forgotten. The knowledge is all abandoned. The information that was taught, all forgotten.
हम जब भी तुम्हारे दर पे गए हाथों में लेकर फूल गए वो हरसों फिरना मक्के का वो रुकना गिरते पर्वत का हर चीज तुम्हारी याद रही पैगाम तुम्हारा भूल गए
हर चीज तुम्हारी याद रही पैगाम तुम्हारा भूल गए Everything about you I still remember, but your teachings I have forgot. If you want to hide any teacher's teachings, you can hide them under their picture. Cover them with a photo. The photo stays and knowledge is lost. What did they say? What values did they teach? That's forgotten. You're left with a photo. Everyone's attention was supposed to go toward knowledge, values, teachings, virtues, but everyone's attention ended up going to the photo. They focused on the photo. They've been told, please listen up, this is a very simple concept. They've been told, God is a concept of sight. To experience God is by seeing Him. The photo of the Guru is drawn, Guru is a concept of the eyes, but no, Guru is the concept of listening. In the spiritual world, experiencing Guru is listening. In spirituality, seeing is not experiencing, listening is. Singing is not experiencing, listening is. We should be listening to what priceless values our gurus taught, not staring at drawings of them. Answer this question for me. A teacher, is it more important to see him or hear him? Teacher, professor, one who teaches at a university, is it vital to see him or is it more important to understand him? To understand, to hear the professor, or is it to see if he's black, brown, white? What does that matter? Who cares if he's short or tall, or even if he's a man or a woman? What does that have to do with anything? Whenever you go to enroll your children at school, do you ask what caste the teacher is or what teacher's ethnic background may be? Do you ask the teacher, what's your religion? Do Sikhs teach at your school? Are the teachers Hindu? Are there women teaching at your school? Or are they men? Who cares if it's a man or a woman? Or if he's tall or short or black or white? What caste? No one asks. We say our concern is on the education, qualifications. How educated is he? That's what matters. How do they teach? What is their approach? What is their technique? Teacher is not a concept of seeing. A student that thinks the teacher is a concept of seeing, will he pass? He goes to school, and the whole time he just keeps staring at the teacher, observing the teacher's appearance, but doesn't learn anything. Keeps staring at the teacher's face for the whole year. Will that kid pass? While you're at it, you might as well take a photo of the teacher and frame it. Frame it and put it in your house. Will that make you pass? You'll never pass. Because you are meant to listen to the teacher, understand him. Just like this, the guru is about listening, understanding, not about seeing.